Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Tzadik Gimel. And we're holding the fourth line from the top of the Omid. Omale Rabba Bar Rav Chonon Li Abaya. Voloi Matzino Mechitza Li Isur Vatanyo. What is this about? You'll recall that yesterday, back on Tzadik Beis Omid Aleph, three lines from the bottom of the Omid, we had Rabba, Reb Zera, and Rabba Bar Rav Chonon sitting together and discussing our Mishnah and our Gemara, and the Yosef Abaye Gabayu. And what did these three say? They said that we learn from the last part of our Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that if you have a Chotzer Gedola, Shenifritza Lektana, which means a large Chotzer and a small Chotzer, which are attached together, and in between the Chotzer Gedola and the Chotzer Ktana, there is empty space, meaning there is no wall there, so that therefore, vis-a-vis the Chotzer Ktana, it's Nifratz B'miluoy, that means it's totally open on that side, so there might be, and presumably there are, Mechitzes on all other sides, there are fences and walls, and all other sides of the Chotzer Gedola and the Chotzer Ktana, except for that space where the Chotzer Gedola and the Chotzer Ktana meet. There are no walls. What is the situation now? Vis-a-vis the Chotzer Gedola, since it's wider than the Chotzer Ktana, it has what we call Gifufi. Gifufi means it has the equivalent of doorposts to the right and to the left of the Chotzer Ktana. But the Chotzer Ktana doesn't have the benefit of those doorposts because it's totally open, it's Nifratz B'miluoy, totally open to the Chotzer Gedola. And as a result, we said in the Mishnah that the Gedola Muteris, you can go and carry throughout the length and breadth of the Chotzer, again, assuming that we have Mechitzes, Arum and Arum. Aye, but what about that fourth side where it's open to the Chotzer Ktana? Because the opening to the Chotzer Ktana is less than 10 amos wide, it's considered to be just a pesach, just a doorway in the larger wall. Where's the rest of the wall? Well, take a look to the right and to the left of the opening connecting the Chotzer Gedola and the Chotzer Ktana. You have the gifufi, you have the equivalent of doorposts. That's the rest of the wall. Now, I call it doorpost, but it could theoretically be that each side, both on the right and on the left of the opening between the Chotzer Gedola and Chotzer Ktana, it could be that each side is 5 amos, 20 amos, 100 amos. It could be that there's a very, very large fence on both sides. It's just in the between, where the two chaseros meet, you have an opening of less than 10 amos. Therefore, vis-a-vis the Chotzer Gedola, you have a proper fenced-in chotzer from all sides. You can carry on all sides on Shabbos. Since it's poritz b'miluoy, that means that there's no wall there at all. It only has three walls. It doesn't have a fourth wall. Then it's aser. And the Mishnah used the expression that the reason why the gedola is mutter, because the ktana is a pischa shel gedola. We look upon the entire chotzer hakotan, chotzer ha-ktana, as if it's just the pischa, just like the opening, the doorway of the gedola. And based on this, these three great rabbis, Rabba, Reb Zera, and Rabba Bochanan, said, is the chassimin that the diure gedola, that means those that live in the large chotzer, they're moishel, they control, they are the bosses over the diure ktana, because the whole diure ktana is subsumed. It's like an annex to the chotzer hagedol. Based on this, the Gemara gave five examples of the halachic ramifications. One of them was the case of the gefanim. What was the case of the Gefanim? That went and planted Gefanim, a vineyard, in the Chotzer Hagdoyla. And in the Chotzer Ktana, you wanted to go and plant something else. Under normal circumstances, you can go and plant something else as long as there happens to be four tfachim space in between the Gefanim and those other crops. However, because of the fact that we deem the Ktana as if it's swept in into the Chotzer HaGdoyla, we say, no. You can't go and plant anywhere within the Chotzer HaKtana any of these crops. Otherwise, it's deemed to be a shaila, a problem of kilay. That's what these three said based on the relationship Chotzer HaGdoyla, Chotzer HaKtana. When Abaye heard this, Abaye said, Now turning to Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, a little bit past halfway down the Amud, Abaye said him, Kin Matzino Machitzali Isur. What you've done is now you've taken a machitza and you've brought upon us Isurim. Normally, a chitza brings on Heterim. By putting a machitza between one place and the other place, then we know exactly where the chotze begins, where it ends. Here, this machitza is going to be li isur. What's the reason why it's li isur? So, quoting from the Gemara on Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, about seven lines from the bottom, shilmoli ein machitza. If there were no machitza, now the machitza that we're talking about over here is the case of the two gifufin. Those are the to the right and the left hand shoulders around on the side where the gdoila meets the ktana. So if we're not for that machitza, if we wouldn't have anything, marchik dal ramas v'zereh, then like we said before, just move over dal ramas. The ilu hashta, but because of the fact that we have a machitza, the machitza being the wall of the chatzik doila having the two kifufi on the right and on the left, now you see it's aser. So the machitza is creating isurim. That was the kasha that Abai asked yesterday. And we had a number of retorts where the Gemara said, "Amli Reb Zera, v'lei matzino machitza liyisur," and Abaye dealt with that kasha. And again, Rava said at the bottom, "Amli Rava liAbaye, v'lei matzino machitza isur." And now we're having yet a third in these shilas or kashas. Fourth line from the top of Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, "Amli Rabba Bar Rav Chanan liAbaye." Remember, Rabbi Rav Chanan was one of the three that was discussing these issues. You don't find a machitza that creates isurim v'tanya. Let me show you the following brayso. And again, we go and talk about hilchos kilayim. What happens if you have a house where half of the house has a roof to it and the other half does not have a roof to it? And underneath the roofed part, gifanim kan. You have gifanim, vines, that you have gone and you've planted under that part of the house where there is a roof. Says the Braisa Mutal is Royakan, you're allowed to go and plant on the other side of the house, meaning under that part, she ainoi mekura, you're allowed to go and plant. And you do not have to go and space or put any space between the planting of the gefanim and the planting of the other crops. You can have one next to each other, not one in the other. You couldn't go and plant the seeds in the middle of the vineyard. Of course, that would be prohibited. But you can go all the way up to the threshold, if you will, between that part of the house where it's chetzi makura and chetzi eina makura. What's the reason for this? Rashi says because of the famous principle of pitikra yoyred v'soysein. Where the kora up on top ends on the top of the ceiling, on the top of the roof, we deem that as if it creates a virtual wall going down the middle, and so therefore your gefanim are one side of the wall, the crops are on the other side of the wall, never the twain shall meet, and it's kusha v'yusha. But says now, Rabba Rav Chanan Liabai, what happens v'ilu hishve es kiroyai? What happens if you brought a contractor and said, contractor, it's been long enough that we have such a funny house with a half a roof and half non-roof, please fill in the roof. And he does that. He fills in the roof. And now the whole thing has a roof on it from beginning to end. What happens now? Also, then you would not be able to go and continue maintaining those crops right after the midway point, because there's no midway point anymore. There's no longer the benefit of the pitikra yoyed v'soysim by putting in this additional piece on the roof. It's like the Gemara is assuming it's like adding a machitza, not a vertical machitza, but a horizontal machitza on top of the roof, and now it's asur. So you see that you could have a machitza li isur. And Abaye answers similar to what we had yesterday, omalei hasan silik machitza. So pshat over here, by adding that additional piece on the ceiling, it's not pshat that you're adding a machitza, you're removing a machitza. What do you mean you're removing a machitza? Until now we had the virtual wall, like Ed is explaining. Ed, who davened so beautifully this morning because he has yahrzeit today after his father. So Ed is explaining this. Until now we had the virtual wall coming down. And guess what? As a result of adding this piece on the ceiling, we are now removing that virtual wall. So it's not adding machitzas, we're removing the machitzas. No kasha. Okay. Says Yimor Sholech Le'Rov Labaya Biyad Rav Shmaya Bar Zira V'Le Matzino Mechitza Li'Isser. Don't we find Mechitza Li'Isser? But Tanya, I'll show you another brisa. Yesh Mechitza Sakerem L'Hokel L'Hachmir. Sometimes a Mechitza by a Kerem, again a vineyard, sometimes that Mechitza brings on a Kula, and sometimes it brings on a Chumra. So let's explain. Ketzad Kerem Hanatua Ad Iker Mechitza Zareya Me'ikr Mechitza V'Eilech. What happens if you have a wall on your property, on your farm, in your backyard, and you decide to go and plant a vineyard all the way until the base of the wall on the right-hand side? And then you decide to go and plant other crops on the left-hand side of the wall. As we'll see in the Gemara in a few more lines, from an agricultural and from a stability of the wall perspective, this is not a great idea, because by going and planting right next to the wall, there's the potential of undermining the foundation of the wall, because the roots might go and kricharan, they might go from one side to the other side and poke holes in the wall or in the fence, etc., etc. Especially if you are plowing, the vibrations can undermine the wall. Typically, as we'll see in the Gemara, they used to leave a space of 4 amas between the wall and where you would start planting, or you would start leaving avoidas hakarka, avoidas hakerem. But that wasn't the fact pattern over here. The fact pattern over here is that this individual went and planted the kerem all the way to the wall on one side. He planted the other crops on the other side. The entire wall was paper thin. Nevertheless, halachically, this is permissible. Why is this permissible? Because obviously the two are not mixing. If they mix underground, that doesn't bother me. Just they're not mixing overground because I have the wall in between. Kusha v'yusha, kusha al yisrael. Ah, so therefore says Yimar Shilu, kerem and tuat ikr mechitza, zarei me ikr mechitza, ve'elach, you can go and plant on both sides, even though if you were to take away the wall, she'ilu ein sha mechitza, marchi tal ramiz v'zarei. We would scream at the fellow and say, no, you have to have a space of 4 amas in between. But because we have a wall, even if the entire wall's width is 1 inch, 5 inches, 10 inches, that's fine. It's halachically permissible. The zehu mechitzas hakerem lahakel. That's what I meant when I started off the brisa, that sometimes a mechitzas hakerem can be lahakel, and here's a tremendous kula, that I don't have to go and distance one crop from the other 4 amos, because they have the wall in between. Okay, let's continue on. Ula hachmer keitzad, how do you have a chumra? Hoye moshuch min hako yisil yud aleph amo layovi zera lishom. What happens? It's okay, I'm sure it'll work out. They're all upset they didn't hear you davening, that's all. Oh, good, now it's crystal clear. So Yemoshek Menakoyisul Yeralef Amma. What happens if he already planted the vineyard and the vineyard was 11 amos away from the wall? 11 amos away from the wall. Why he did 11 amos? We'll see in the Gemara shortly what his cheshbon was. But that's where he planted his vineyard, starting 11 amos from the existing wall. And now he says to himself, look at all this huge space, 11 amos. Let me go and plant something inside. No, says the Bryce, Le'yobi Zer L'Sham. You cannot go and plant any new crops in that open space of the 11 amos. Why not? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. Yeah, but in the meantime,
because according to the mathematics, you should be able to plant at least one
strip somewhere in the between. Yes, exactly. Well, we'll see Met Shem shortly. And the Brisa continues, Shel Moli Ein Mechitza. What happens if there wouldn't be that wall there? It would just be open land. Then Marchi Dal Ramiz Zareya. Like we said before, all you have to do is move from the vineyard 4 amas, leave space, and go and plant 4 amas away. Oh, because of that wall, Zu Mechitza Sakerem Lahachmir. You see that sometimes a Mechitza is Lahakul, but sometimes it's Lahachmir. So therefore, Abaye, when you exclaimed yesterday on the Amid Beis, and came Matzina Mechitza Yisur. Yes, that's 100% true. That's what the Brisa tells us. The Brisa codifies this idea that sometimes Mechitzas are Lahakul, and sometimes the Mechitzas are Lahachmir. What's so difficult? Omalei, so Abaye was not impressed with the kasha that Rava asked him, to the extent, or that Rava sent in the hands of Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira, and in fact said, I understand your kasha perfectly, as the Gemara is going to tell us shortly. Abai is going to try to dismiss this kasha and to end for the kasha. But in the meantime, he first says, I don't know why you ask me from a braisa. You can ask me from a mishnah. A mishnah mesechtas kilayim. We had this mishnah, if you remember, at the beginning of our mesechta, where the mishnah says the following. Ditnan, second wide line of the Gemara. Ditnan karachas hakerem. Bishami omrim chof dalid amois beisil omrim test zayin amo. A karachas is like the sound of it. A kareach means a baldy, and a karachas means a bald spot in the middle of the vineyard. You have a vineyard growing over a nice piece of farmland, and smack in the middle, there is a karachas, there is a bald spot. So now, depending on how large that bald spot is, you can go and plant in the middle another crop. You could always fill it up with other vines for the vineyard. But that's not our discussion. Our discussion is, when do you and when do you not have an Isra of Kelayim? So Beis Shammai says, if this open area, this bold spot in the middle, is 24 Amis wide, then you can go and plant something else in the middle. Beis Hillel Amrim, only if it's not only 24, but even if it's Tesdayin Amma, even if it's 16 Amis, you can also go and plant something in the middle. We'll see the Cheshbon in a moment, why, when, where. Mochalaker. Mochel HaKerem means if instead of in between the middle of the Kerem, meaning this bald spot that we're talking about.
Yeah. Clearing, by the way, the translation it was clearing.
A clearing?
Clearing, yeah.
Okay,
so
it's crystal clear now.
I prefer that word.
I prefer that too, that's very good. Especially for those of us who have bald spot, it's a little embarrassing. Yeah, I understand. Anyway, so Karachas HaKerem means you have a clearing in the middle of the vineyard. Thank you. The Mochel HaKerem, Rashi says Mochel is from the Lashon of Mecholos. Mecholos means like dancing. Dance around, and here it doesn't mean to dance, but it really means that around the kerem from the outside, not in the middle of the kerem, from the outside of the kerem, what is the shear there if you want to be able to go and plant? Beishami omrim tezayin amma, 16 ammas. Beisil omrim yud beizama, 12 ammas. Okay, so now can you please describe this a little bit better? The ezi karachas a kerem, explain. Kerem shechorev emtzi isai, a kerem where the middle of it has become desolate, has become empty. In Ein Sham Tes Zayin Amma, if you don't have a minimum of 16 Ammas, according to Beis Hillel, La Yovi Zera L'Sham, you cannot go and bring another crop there. Ho Yusham Tes Zayin Amma, but if you had 16 Ammas, Noisen Loi Kedei Avoidosei V'Zreyas Amoiser. You can go and then give it Kedei Avoida, which means the side of the field that requires space for working with the oxen and with the plows, and then you can go and plant the rest. So now before we continue on in explaining the Mochel HaKerem, we'll just explain kind of the methodology. How did we get to the 16 Amis, or according to Beis Shammai, 24 Amis? Rashi explains a little bit over here. Rashi explains more extensively back on Daf Gimel that the Cheshbon is asai, that normally anytime you go and plant any type of crop, especially in our case the vineyard, you like to leave 4 Amis on all sides for what's called avoidas hakerem, or avoidas hakarka. What does that avoida mean? That means is, you've put together a beautiful, beautiful vineyard. Every time, you're going to have to, from time to time, have place for oxen, for workers, for machines, to get to the kerem, to make improvements as needed. For instance, if there are weeds, or if you need to do a little bit more plowing to get the seeds deeper into the ground, or there's a rain, and the rain is not getting saturated into the ground, so you have to go and make ditches. Or when it comes harvest time, you have to have room for people to be able to harvest the grapes. So you have to have some empty space for working space. That working space is what we call avoidas hakerem, when you're talking about a kerem, and if you're talking about other crops, it would be avoidas hakarka. Okay, fine. So now I have this clearing in the middle of the this kerem, which we call, we also have a picture. Oh,
so again, they must have. They must have.
Okay, for those of you that don't have the art scroll, please look it up. Ed is showing us. Yes, Ed. Yes, Ed is showing us.
See the picture. I don't know.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
There it is. Okay.
at what we do without you. Thank you very much. So the art scroll is a very, very colorful picture, and it's really nice, and you can see in the middle and the sides, and it's really, and with the oxen, without the oxen, very good. Anyway, so to cut a long story short, we have now, because there is a kerem, and we have to have now on all sides four amas, so we have four amas. Remember, we have now a clearing. I want this to be clear, right? We have a clearing in the middle of the kerem. The clearing is, let's go according to Beis Hillel, it has to be 16 amas wide. Why 16 amas wide? First four amas to the right side, next to the kerem, and another four amas to the left side, in other words, the other side of the kerem. Both sides need that four amas to be able to work. Okay, so now we have taken what was previously 16 amas clearing, and now we have removed or deducted 8 amas, 4 to the right, 4 to the left. Now I have 8 left in the middle. Says Beis Hillel, for a field to have a chashivus of a field, that people should say, oh, this is a field, it has to have a minimum of 4 amas. So how do we get to 8 amas? Explains Rashi, because since we have a kerem from all 4 sides, and now we're planting in the middle, so then we have to allocate, if you will, the 8 amas in the middle as if they're 4 amas belonging to the right vineyard and 4 amas belong to the left vineyard. And each one of therefore is now a dover choshev. And now,
the top and the bottom?
And the same thing on the top and the bottom. In other words, 24 from all sides. That's 24 by 24.
4.
Exactly.
16.
One second. If you're talking about 24, you're talking about 16. Because according to Beis Hillel, you only need 16. You don't need.
Yeah, but the 16 would take up the what you have to legally give as not planting,
right? Mm-hmm.
You have to now have something in the middle.
Everything
that's
is
the 8, so
right?
That's why you have 24.
And it's 8 square. No, you don't have 24. We're talking according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is you have 8 square in the middle, and from both sides you have 4 to the right and 4 to the left and 4 to the top and 4 to the bottom. So therefore, if you add the 4 plus the 4 is 8 plus the 8 in the middle is 16 on all sides. According to Beis Shammai says that for a field to be a dover choshev, it has to be 8 amos big. And therefore, since we're allocating this middle patch of this other crop, half to the right and half to the left, therefore you have to have 16 in the middle. And once again, avoidas hakerem or avoidas hakarka, to the right and to the left and to the top and to the bottom. Each time it has to be 4 amos. So you have 4 to the right and 4 to the left, that gives you 8. We have to have 16 in between because we want to allocate 8 to the right vineyard, 8 to the left vineyard. So 16 plus the 8 is 24 altogether. Anyway, Ayin Barashi, the Cheshbonis. That's in terms of the Karachas HaKerem. And now we get to the Mochel HaKerem. So says the Gemara further, almost halfway down the wide lines. Ezi Mochel HaKerem. We said Mochel HaKerem means you dance around the Kerem. In other words, it's not the clearing in the middle, but it's circling from the outside. So not necessarily we're talking about a full circle, but rather bein hakerem legeder. Oh, you have a kerem which is approaching a wall or a fence. It's not there yet, but it's approaching. So therefore, it's not in the middle of the kerem, it's at the outskirts of the kerem. You have space from the end of the kerem to the wall. Now, how much space do you have? If you have 12 amos, that would be great. But if you don't have 12 amos, you cannot plant. Explains the Gemara. Shem ein shom yud beis amalo yobi zera lisham. If you don't have 12 amas, you cannot bring in the zera, seeding, or planting anything else, because of potential kalayim issues. But how you shom yud beis amalo if you have 12? Noisen loy kidei avay dosoy, vizereya esa moiser. What you can do is, you can go and leave 4 amas next to where the kerem was, and then plant the rest. Now, when we say plant the rest, it doesn't mean that you can go and plant another 8. But as we'll see in the Gemara, you can plant another 4. And the Gemara is going to explain to us in yet another moment that 4 have to be close to the kerem, again, for the avoidance of kerem. And that normally people don't plant all the way to the wall, like we said before, because that could undermine the stability of the wall. So you leave usually 4 amos open space. So if I have 4 from the next to the kerem and 4 next to the wall, if I have 4 in between, says Beis Hillel, oh, das is a dover choshev. And therefore I have 12 amos, and then I can go and plant 4 in between. But I cannot plant 3 or plant 2, because since it has no chashivus of a field, it's going to become batel umevutel to the larger kerem, which is next to it, and therefore it will be deemed as if it's subsumed within the kerem, and now we have a problem of kilayim. And explains Vaitri Gemara, says, so at this point Abaye is now finishing explaining, bringing the brisa, and he's saying, Rava, you asked me Akasha from that brisa before, where the brisa says that if you only have 11 amos, lo yavi zera lisham, the truth of the matter is you could have upgraded your question, and instead of asking from a brisa, ask from this Mishnah. Because this Mishnah is talking about the very issue that you're talking about. That is, if you have a kerem, which is moshech min ha-koisel, it's distance from the koisel, by only 11 amis, no good. Don't plant anything. If it's 12 or more, you can plant. Says Abaye. So, number one, don't ask from a brisa if you have a Mishnah. But now let's answer your question. What was the question that was posed by Rava? Rava posed the question. You said, Abaye, there's no such thing as a machitza li isur. Here I have a machitza lahachmir, because normally you can go and plant 4 amos away, and here you can't even plant when you have 11 amos distance between the wall and the end of the keren. Says Abaye, I'll explain to you why. Elohasim lav hainutama. It's not because of the existence of the machitza. The machitza is really not the consideration, but rather, the choldalar amos lagabi kerem avoidus a kerem. You always have to leave that 4 extra amos, like we said, for the workers, for the plows, for the oxen. Lagabi gedder, you have to leave 4 kibun loy mizdaran, since people don't typically plant next to the wall because of concerns about the wall's stability. Afkuri mafkilahu. So people are mafkirit. We don't mean they're actually mafkirit, this is just an expression. People just leave it empty and fallow. Not that they go and announce in public, it's hefker, anybody can go and claim it. Because if people can go and claim it, you'd have problems, because they would come in, and they might stop planting and undermine the wall. So it just means to say they leave it hefker. Okay. So now, if you have 4 next to the kerem, and you have 4 empty next to the wall, how much you left in between? Aha, the baini, that empty space in between. Iik adalit, if it's 4 amis wide, chashivan. And then you can go and plant there a different plant their wheat and plant their tomatoes and plant their potatoes. The Eloi, however, if you do not have 4 amos, you only have 3, like the case of the brisa that was Moshech Man HaKoisel Yud Aleph Amah, then Eloi Chashivan and has no Chashivas as a separate field, and therefore it's going to be subsumed within the larger kerem. Can't be subsumed in the larger kerem, that's going to be a potential for Kelai. And that's the end of this discussion. So what Abaye is telling Rava is, the kasha that you ask is really not a kasha. It's not the existence of the machitza which adds chumris or isurim, but rather it has to do with simply how much clearing, how much space do you have. If you have 4 amas where you can go and plant, gezintahai, plant. If you don't have 4 amas to plant, then you cannot plant. But it's not because of the wall creating chumris. That's the end of that shtickle, and we start a new shtickle now. 2 dots, Rav Yehuda.
Just review again, what's the 11? Where before we had the, how do you get the husband of 11 amos?
The Braisa says that you cannot plant if you only have 11 amos between the geder, that's the wall, and the kerem. Why can you not plant? Because of the 11 amos, first you have to set aside 4 amos to leave for the avoidus kerem, that's the side which is next to the kerem, to be able to work there with your oxen and your plows. You have to leave 4 amos on the other side, which is next to the wall, so that you don't undermine the stability of the wall, so that you have to leave fallow or hefker. And then you have to see how much clearing you have now in between. So if you have 4 or 5 or 6 or more amos, then you can plant something there, and you won't have a kalayim issue.
It has
chashivas on its own. It's a separate, independent field. The tomatoes or the grain that is growing there can proudly say, we have our own field. And then there's no problem. However, if it's less than 4, for instance, if it's only 3, so you have the 8, the 4 plus the 4, the 4 avoid is a kerem, the 4 next to the wall, and the 3 we are planting, so it's a total of only 11, then you cannot go and plant there. Why not? Because since it's not a choshev field on its own, it is subsumed, it is now part and parcel of this larger kerem, and anybody that's standing from afar...
you'd say 12 if you don't have 12. Because if you have 11 and a half, that still won't work.
That's true. When the Mishnah, when the Braisa said before, it could have said 11.9 amas. But the Braisa was rounding down to the largest full digit.
Double up the area next to the kotel with the avodas zakara. In other words, why do you need 4 plus 4? Just have 4, and you could use it. You'll double dip. You'll use it for avodas zakara. I'm going to use it for the stability of the wall.
If the kerem were 4 amas removed from the geder, that would be an appropriate question, because use those 4 amas both for the kerem and for the wall, except for the fact that Rashi answers that question, and Rashi says that that is the instability that I'm concerned about. That the avodas zakara means you are leaving 4 amas room for the oxen and for the plows and for the people. If plows and oxen are going to walk next to this wall, the vibrations of the plows and all that is going to undermine the wall. So that's item one. But item two, here we're talking about that the kerem doesn't, it's not adjacent to the wall. The kerem is 11 amas away. So I need the 4 amas right next to the kerem, because you have to have people that are weeding and cutting and adding and planting and pouring water and harvesting. So you have to have the 4 amas right next to the kerem. So put the 4 amas there. How many am I left with? I'm now only left with 7 amas. I can't plant the full 7 amas because the 4 distant amas of those 7 are next to a wall. There you got to be careful. Don't plant. Don't do anything. So you leave those fallow. So now the 3 in between, or the 3.999 in between, is not choshem enough to be a field b'fnei atzmai. But if it's 4, then you're okay. But again, it's not a machitza reason. It has to do with the kelayim. Yeah, it's okay, Brother Shai? And therefore, we start a new shtickle. Oh, I'm sorry?
I said it was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And if you would see how the grapes are growing on the vines, you would really say, wow, these are luscious grapes. There's going to be delicious wine in the next season. And we continue on. Amar Rav Yehuda. Gimel karfifois ze bitzad ze ushnaim hachitzoinem migufafim. And then you have to add v'yachid b'zeh. Nasik shiyora v'nois lehem kol tzarchan. Whew, what is this all about? So now we have 2 pictures down on the left-hand side. And we're going to look first at the upper picture, not at the lower picture. Here in the Rashi. I'm sure the art scroll even has more fancier pictures.
That's the analogous.
Yeah, oh, beautiful. But you don't even need the fancy art school picture. It doesn't be so fancy schmancy. If you look at the picture in the Gemara in the Rashi, there are 2 pictures. First, look at the upper picture. The upper picture, as you can see, there are 3 karfefs. Remember, karfef is this empty land, and it's all mukiv, but not mukiv ledira. It's mukiv, you have mechitzas around it. Fine.
Open
plot of land. Now, this open plot of land, which has around it all the mechitzas, notice that the mechitzas are kind of funny. On the right-hand side and the left-hand side, you have mechitzas which almost totally surround the karfif. The middle karfif only has 2 mechitzas. Why only has 2 mechitzas? It has the one on the top and has the one on the bottom. But it's totally open. It's what we call porutz or nifratz b'miluoy to the right karfif and to the left karfif. Totally open. And therefore, this is virtually identical factually to our Mishnah, when we talked about the Chotzi Gedoyla and the Chotzi Ketan. If you would leave off one of the 2 karfifs, either the one to the right or one to the left, this would be exactly like our Mishnah. Because the middle karfif, since it doesn't have 4 walls, in this case it doesn't even have 3 walls, why doesn't it have 3 walls? Because on both sides it's open, totally open parts for Miluai. So that's what we would call in our Mishnah the Chotzi Ketan. On the right one and the left one, the 2 extreme ones, if you will, to the extreme right and extreme left, those 2 have walls, not only full-fledged walls on 3 sides, they have most of the wall on the 4th side, because that's where we have our gifufi. We have the part of the wall going down, and we have the part of the wall going up. We have a pirtza in the middle. As long as that pirtza is less than 10 amos, that's not a pirtza, that's not a break in the wall. That's called a Pesach. That's a doorway. That's an opening. After all, how would you get to the Karfif if it didn't have an opening?
Today you could use a helicopter. But otherwise, how would you get in? You'd have to climb up the walls. So therefore, this is a proper opening and does not at all undermine the fact that it has four mechitzas from all sides. Good. Now, remember what we said in our Mishnah, that if you have a chotzik doyle and a chotzik tana, like this type of formation, where the chotzik tana is poritz v'miluy and has no gifufi, but the chotzik doyle has the gifufi, it has the two partial walls on the right and on the left, then it's as if the smaller chotzer gets subsumed into that larger chotzer. And that's what the three Rabbanim in the Gemara were talking about, where they said that the Diure Gedoyla are Moishel, they are in control over the Ketana, and that's why we spoke about the five Nafkeminis La'alacha yesterday. We spoke about in some detail today about the Kelayim, but remember we spoke yesterday about the woman that Nebuch is getting a get. We're talking about the Shliach Tzibur with the Tzibur, about being Mitzaref 9 plus 1, about the Tzoya, etc., etc. And we said, therefore, that the Gdoila overwhelms the Ketana, but the Ketana cannot overwhelm the Gdoila. And in fact, if you want, you can go and say the Gdoila is the leader, and the Ketana is the Mitzleper, it's the follower. And now the Gemara wants to go and try to apply this to other halachas. Now, what other halacha are we talking about? So back at the beginning of our Masechta, as you may remember, a couple of months ago, we spoke about what happens if a person on Shabbos, finds himself in the middle of nowhere, and he wants to go and put up makeshift mechitzas. So we said under certain conditions, you could even make a mechitza l'shasi or l'erev. Shasi or erev means that it was only vertical poles, and lots of space between one vertical pole and the other, unless you're talking about a passe beroy situation with water, then the distance between one pole and the other could be up to, but not including, three tefachim, and you could do this multiple times. Put a pole, 2.9 tefachim space, another pole, 2.9 tefachim space, and so on and so forth, and make poles all around, and then you can make your mokum shvisa in within that poled area, and you'd be allowed to go and carry that entire area. Or you can go and do it not with vertical poles, but with horizontal slabs, if you will. And once again, there would have to be space of less than three tefachim between one slab and the next, and the next, and the next. Or you don't have three slabs, you could even do with ropes. Many people do that for their sukkahs. Okay, anyway, what's the halacha now? How large an area can you enclose with all of these poles, etc.? You can go and enclose up to a base society. Right, what's a base society? We already had 5,000 square amas. It's Kechotzer HaMishkan, which was 50 by 100, 5,000 square amas. Okay, very good. What happens if it's more than 5,000 square amas? Then you can only carry Dalid amas. So make sure that you don't make the enclosure more than 2,000 amas. I'm sorry, 5,000 amas. 5,000 square amas. Base society. What happens if you have two people? Okay, just multiply the amount of space by two. So if you have, until now, base aside, which means two saw, now you can have four saw. What happens if you have three? The Gemara said at the beginning of the Masechta that this is already called a shayara. Shayara means a caravan. It's already a group. For our purposes, it will be enough for mezimin, for benching. Or if you have three, then you can have called sarchan, which means you can have even a larger area, not three times two saw, but even you can have 10 saw, and even 20 saw, a very large area, called sarchan, whatever amount that they need. If they brought along tons of peklach and tons of camels and all other wonderful things, like Eliezer in this week's parasha, he has the asara gemalim, 10 camels, you need a lot of space for the camels to graze and come and go, shine. You can have even more. If you have three people or more, you can have more than six saw, called sarchan. Okay. So getting back to our Gemara now. So you have these Gimel Karfifois, Zeh Bitzad Zeh, like you see in the upper picture. Ushnayim Achitzoyim Megufafim, again like you see in the picture, the right one and the left one both have the benefit of the Gifufim. Again, that means the right door side and the left door side. They're not really doors, they're really pieces of wall to the right and to the left. Vemtzoyenim Megufafim, but the middle doesn't have any walls except for the top and the bottom, only two walls. And the Yochid Bezeh, and the Gimel adds the Yochid Bezeh. There's 1, 1, 1. In other words, in the combination of the three Karfifs, the three people are together, one person respectively to each one. Nasa Kishiora, then you add the three together, the Noislem called Sarchan. Then you can go and give them as much as they need in these three Karfifim. In other words, it doesn't have to be 2 saw, 2 saw, 2 saw. It could even be 10 saw, 20 saw, as much as they need. Now, the reason for that is because the person who's in the middle, he is considered to be the one that is the nimshal, the person who's been conquered. The people from the right and from the left, they are considered to be the moshlim, they have to be the conquerors. And so therefore, they go and take him and they say, you're now part of us. Now, if you're part of us, we have three people. We have a shiara. We can go and expand as much as we want to. However, continues the Gemara, there's a word here, vadai, and the Bach takes out the word vadai, and therefore, emtzoi megufa foshnai machitzoinim enim megufafim. We're now going to take the mirror image, and that's the lower picture. Notice in the lower picture, now the karf of emtzoi goes and sneers at the ones at the right and the left and says, you thought you were big guys until now, now I'm the big guy on the block, because I have now the gifufim, and in fact I have four walls. How do I have my four walls, the one on top and the one on the bottom, and to the right I have the gifufim, as you can see, the upper part and the lower part, both on the right and on the left, and assuming once again that the space or the opening between karfuf 1 and karfuf 2 is less than 10 amas, guess what? It's just a Pesach. So therefore I have a full-fledged wall on the right and a full-fledged wall on the left. I have four walls. Mash'enkin, the karfif on the right and on the left, they don't have the benefit of gifufim, but rather they are poritz b'miluo on the fourth side, meaning the side which attaches to the other karfifs. Guess what? It's totally open. No benefit of any type of gifufim. So then guess what? Since it's the middle guy, he's now the big guy, he's now the moshel, and the others are mitgeschlept. They are the followers of the leader in the middle. What's the din now? Says we don't give them the full kol tzorchan, we only give them beish sheish altogether. Now what's the reason for that? Because now, that person who happens to be there in the middle, you can't schlep him to the right and to the left, he is there. But he's not strong enough to go and schlep people from the right and the left to him. And therefore we only have individuals, one, one, and one. Now what's the reason why here they can schlep and there we cannot schlep? Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. The Rashi will start, v'yochid b'zeh, v'yochid b'zeh. This is going on the earlier case. This is about 10-12 lines from the top of the wide lines. It's above the pictures. V'yachav zeh, v'yachav zeh, v'yachav zeh, nasu shiara. This is the earlier case. V'noyslan kol tzachan. D'amrina diure gedoylim b'katan. The diurim from the gedoylim, they can overwhelm the katan and say, we're the bosses. So the guy from the right and from the left, they come and invade, if you will, the middle one, and they say, we're in charge. Now all three are there in the middle, and in the middle one he brings them together. In other words, we now have three. Like we said, we're talking about an inferior type of machitza, but now guess what, they're all merged together and we give them kol tzorchan because we have a shiara of three. However, next Rashi, if the middle one is the big guy, it is wider than them, and they're open to him. Here you only get three times basisim, six altogether. Here you don't go and merge them all into one. The diuri emtsoi, he would spread out to the chitzoinim, since he's the moshel. I'm the big boss. I have four walls. Fine, he's the Moshe. So guess what? He can spread his wings to the right, and he can spread his wings to the left. But when he goes to the right, to the left, he only finds one more guy. So when he goes to the right, he only has two. And if he goes to the left, he only has two. Zil hocha trehu, the ikka, ubim tzoy lek el echad. Vim echad mehen, yoysu beisasayim, hu asa vim tzoy yoysu, it's kulam asurim. She produce lulishus asurim. So Rashi says, basically, that when we have two on the outside ones, and the outside ones are the Chatzar HaGedola, that's the first picture, the upper picture, the first case, then they are Moshel, they conquer the middle, we got now three, we have enough to go and have as much Karfaf land as we want, enclosed buy these inferior machitzas for Shabbos to be able to carry kol tzarcha. But if it's the middle picture, not the middle picture, if it's the bottom picture, where the middle is the big guy, the big chieftain over here, so guess what happens? So he can go to the right and say, okay, I'm the boss. No mazel tov. So you're the boss. So what do we have? You got two people. Great. Still, you can only do two times beisor, or beisor sayim. If the middle guy goes to the left, again, only two times beisor sayim, you do not have the benefit of the shiara. That's why you only have six all together. Shiara means a caravan of three people.
What happens? Why do you care if it's inferior machitzos or not inferior? It's machitzos. How does that change things? Have you made a Mexican style?
You're asking a very good question. And the answer is, because as you recall, when do we say that a karfif is limited to a base sasayim? That if it's mukaf shaloi ledira. Here, it is mukaf ledira because I'm going to be living here for the next 24 hours throughout the whole Shabbos. Once it's mukaf ledira, then it becomes like my house and my apartment, that if I have a living room that goes from here to Canarsie, and that's where I live, and it's totally surrounded by walls, then no problem, I can go and carry from here to Canarsie, of course, within my house, within my apartment, because it's mukaf ledira. Here we have somewhat of a hybrid situation. Not hybrid, it's really somewhere vague in between. Although it's mukaf ledira, but it's only mukaf for a temporary dira for 24 hours, and it's made with inferior either shesi or erev. So in that case, it doesn't have a status of mukaf ledira, it has a status of mukaf she'ena ledira. Oh, it's ena mukaf ledira! Then we have the limitations of the base society. But if you have a caravan, then you have three. That not you don't have three times base assignment, but then you have kol tzarcha. Okay, so the answer to your question is clearly because here it is mukaf ledira, and if it was proper machitzos, then you'd be able to carry as much as you want, even one guy. But because it's an inferior mukaf ledira, because it's made only shasi or erev, that's the reason why you now go back to the halachas of a. Of an area she'ena mukaf ledira, and therefore you only have a meis asayim and a three or more, then you can have kol tzarcha. So getting back to Agmar, Iboilu. So now the Gemara asks the following shayla. Now the next couple of shaylas are all assuming the same type of structure as the bottom picture, where the middle karfif, that's the big boys, because he has the four walls on all four sides, he has the benefit of the gifufi. So we already said that if you have one person in the middle, he cannot go and control the actions of the right and the left to make the three together, but he can only go to the right or to the left, he only has two. But what happens if you have already echad bezeh v'echad bezeh u'shnayim b'emtzoy, you got two in the middle, and these are the great chieftains, because they have the chatzik dole in the middle. Now, ilahach and nafki tlosaf lechoyr, if these two go together to the right, we got three. Baruch Hashem, we got a shiara. Ilahach and nafki go to the left, tlosaf again, we have three. Oy dilma, or perhaps chad lahach and nafki, v'chad lahach and nafki. Maybe the two guys in the middle are not getting on so well together, and they're going to say, "I'm not going to go together with you." You, what does it say by Avram and Lloyd? Im hayom and asmeila, im asmoel and asmeila. Exactly. I'm going to go to the right. You're going to go to the left. V'kachava. He can go to the right and go to the left, and guess what? You'll only have two on each side, and you won't have enough for your share. V'im tzalaim chad lahach and nafki, v'chad lahach and nafki. Now, of course, again, we don't mean that physically they're factually actually going to go. We want to just halachically, we want to touch up, we want to analyze the facts and say what should the halachic ramifications be. If they only had one other chotzer to go to, in other words, if you had two and one chotzer gdoyle, and one in the chotzer ktana, that would be easy. Then the two are the moshlim, they go to the chotzer ktana, we got three. But because they have this option, they have the choice, do we deem them both to have gone to the right or to the left, or do we say, no, they might split up. And therefore, we don't have three together as a shiar. If you're going to be machmir and say, you're right, they both might split up, and one will go to the right, one will go to the left, and therefore you cannot give them kol tzarchan, what happens if it's the other way around? You have one guy in the middle, and he's again the moshel, because he has the chotzer hagedola, because he has the gifufim, and the guys on the right and the left, they're the chotzer ktana guys. So he can be moshel, he can go to the right, and he can go to the left. Mao. Bilahocha nafik glasahava. Simple arithmetic will tell you that if this fellow goes to the right, we're going to have three people. We have a shiara. If he goes to the left, we're going to have three people. We're going to have a shiara. And so therefore, I should be able to be matir that the entire three karfifois, everybody should be able to go and spread their wings as much as they want. Oidilmo, or maybe we're going to go lahachmir and say, Eimr lahachanafik, maybe he's taka only going to go to the right and not to the left. Eimr lahachanafik, maybe he's only going to go to the left and not to the right. And since I don't know which one he might go, which one he might not go, maybe I do not have the benefit of the shiara, and we're stuck with three times the base society. So we have all of these questions. The Hilchas Halacha is Bayon Lekula. Rashi said Bayon means all the questions that we've asked, we're going to be Mekel, and we'll say that whether you have one in the middle and two on the side, or two in the middle and one on the side, and he might go to the right, he might go to the left, all of these shaylas that we just asked, we're going to be Mekel, and we're going to say they'll have the benefit of the full Sheyara of three, of not three times Vesa Sain, but Kotzach. Now we're going to have a similar discussion. Omer Rav Chisda. Gidud Chamisha Umachitza Chamisha. Ein Mitztafen Hashihei Oikul Begidud Oikuloi Bemachitza. You have two Chatzeros, which are next to each other, and in between them there is a Machitza. Now, what is the status of this Machitza? This is not your normal, regular wall of 10 Tvachim tall, but rather, we have a situation that, number one, the two levels of earth are different. The chotzer on the right is 5 tefachim lower than the tefach on the left. So be careful. If you're walking from chotzer 1 to chotzer 2, be careful. Go and pick your leg up as you're going into the second chotzer. Otherwise, you're going to trip because it's the equivalent of a step. It's stepped up by 5 tefachim. Now everybody knows 5 tefachim, that's not a full-fledged machitza, you have to have 10. So guess what? The guys on the chotzer, which is has the higher landing, they went and added a level of, a further layer of bricks, or whatever, on top of the edge of their property, and now that machitza that they added is an additional 5 tefachim. Now if I'm standing down below, in the lower chotzer, I see in front of me a wall of 10, because I don't analyze it 5 and 5. Maybe I can discern perhaps that this is 5 and that's 5, but it doesn't make a difference. All I know is that if I want to go into the upper machitza, I'm going to have to go over a wall of 10. While the people that live up above in the higher chotzer, they see only a machitza of 5, because that's the only thing that's higher on their property. The rest of the property is 5 tefachim lower, and the machitza is 5 tefachim taller. Okay, so what's the status of this wall? Ein mitzdarfin, says Rav Chisda, the 2, the 5, and the 5 do not add up. And therefore, for purposes of considering these two properties as one or as two, for purposes of making an Erev and not making an Erev, says Rav Chisda, they are considered to be like an inferior machitza. You do not have a machitza of 10, and therefore you could be ma'arav the two together. You could not be ma'arav each one separately, because you don't have a dividing wall of 10 in between. I have a befeidish braisa not like Rav Chisda. That's word mamish, word for word, not like Rav Chisda. Starts the braisa. Shtei chatzer zulam al mizu. Oh. Our type of situation, you have two chatzeres, one is a little bit higher, one's a little bit lower. Velyoina gavoyim and atachtoina asaret tvachim. What happens if the upper one is 10 tvachim taller? Okay, well that's clearly, as vis-a-vis the lower one, it's like having a wall. The other one is 10 tvachim taller. Oy! Now our case, shiyesh ba gidut chamishim v'chitz chamishim. 5 on top of 5. What's the din? Ma'arvim shnayim, ve'ein ma'arvin echad. You can only make 2 Eruvin, and you cannot make 1 Eruv. Now before we continue on, what means you can make 2 Eruvin? That means that the 5 plus the 5 are just like the first case where you have 10, which is a proper wall. We consider this to be a proper wall. Since it happens to be a proper wall, if there is no Pesach in this wall, so then Ma'arv and Shnayim, each Chotzer can make their own independent Erev, but you can't make an Erev together because you have this wall in between, the Chinese wall, made of either 10 Tvachim or 5 plus 5. So before we continue, Shven Rav Chisda said 5 plus 5 doesn't equal 10. And the Braisa says that 5 plus 5 does equal 10. Now we finish off the price. What happens if it's less than 10? It's less than the original 10 case, it was only 9. Or the mechitz on top of the gidud was only 4 plus 5, it's only 9. Then ma'arvin echad, so then you don't have a wall of 10. Ma'arvin echad, you make an eight of the two together, because it's considered to be like one property, one large chatzir. Then ma'arvin shtayim, and you cannot make two separate iruv. Okay? Anyway, so Havakasha on Rav Chizda, 5 plus 5 equals 10, and not Rav Chizda that said 5 plus 5 does not equal 10. Evdimar Omer, here it says Rav, but that's a mistake, because Rav lived in an earlier generation, and that's why we're talking about, says the Masoret Shas, Omer Rava. Rava lived at the same time as Rav Chizda, and later on, Barry will tell you that Rava was not only living at the same time, but that Rava was in fact a son-in-law of Rav Chizda, and he was a second son-in-law, because the first son-in-law Barry was Rami Bar Chama, right? And they were both sons-in-law, but from the same wife. In other words, Rami Bar Chama passed away, and then Rava took over. Anyway, so Rava said, "Moyer Rav Chizda betachtoina hal varoye pnei asara." Ooh, we're now doing what we would call a partial concession. What's a partial concession? That when Rav Chizda said before that 5 plus 5 doesn't equal 10, that's vis-a-vis the Elyoina people, because the Elyoina people only see a wall of 5. But vis-a-vis the Tachtoina people, when they're looking up to the Elyoina people, they see a wall of 10. The Gidud plus the 5, 5 plus 5 is 10. And so therefore, vis-a-vis them, they look upon it as being a wall. So like the Braisa said, so Gidud Chamisha, Machitz Chamisha, says the Brayis, Ma'arv v'shnayim ve'ein ma'arv v'echad. One second. Ihochi freiti mora, tachtoina ta'arv v'shnayim v'loy ta'arv v'echad. Why does it say in the Brayis then, you're interpreting the Brayis, that when it says 5 plus 5 equals 10, that that's referring to the people that are living now b'tachtoina. Sorry, and hopefully you'll be able to rejoin us shortly. Have us in mind the whole time, okay? Okay. Anyway, says again the Gemara, that when the Braisa says that it's a wall of 10, we're talking to the Tachtoina people down below, because for them, they're seeing a wall of 10. Now, what did the Braisa say about that 10? It said that since I have the wall of 10, you can be Ma'arav Shnayim, as if they're two separate properties, they Ma'arav Enach, but you can't go and make one Erev. For tomorrow, Ihochi, if you're talking about the Tachtoina people, Ta'arav Shnayim, Floy Ta'arav Echad, vis-a-vis them, you're absolutely right. As far as the Tachtoina people, this is a full-fledged wall, so they cannot go and join in an Erev with the Elyoina people, Ta'arav Shnayim, Ta'arav Echad. But the Elyoina people, Loi Ta'arav, Loi Echad, V'loi Shnayim. The Elyoina people shouldn't be able to make either a common Erev together with the bottom guys, and they cannot make a separate Erev. Now why can they not go and make an Erev together with the bottom guys? Because since the bottom guys can't go and make an Erev with them, because for the bottom people we have a wall of 10, so they can't join them. You know, to make an Erev, you have to have two willing parties. You can't go and have just one party. The Tachtoina say, I'm sorry, my hands are tied, I cannot go and join with you. So that's why the Elyoni can't join with them. Why V'loi Shnayim? Because the Gemara considers the bottom one to be Poritz Mimilui to the top one. If you look at the Rashi, Tachtoina Trei Ta'arev, it's Rashi, third line into the narrow lines, Kloiman, the Tachtoina Trei Ta'arev, Kloiman La'atzma Ti'arev Diurel, it can make an Eder for itself, V'layim El Yoina, but not with the upper one, Shari Mechitza B'neya. Avel Yoina, Afili Atzma Asura, the El Yoina can't even make for its own, Shari Tachtoina Oisrosa, the bottom one, Asers, she'ein kan mechitza. There is no mechitza vis-a-vis the upper guys. The upper guys only see a mechitza 5. That's not a mechitza. It's as if it's level. V'leichad nami ta'arev im tachtoina. They cannot get together with the bottom guys. She'ein kan pesach l'gabi tachtoina kol sosim. As far as the bottom guys are concerned, they have a Chinese wall. We cannot make an erev with them. So the Elyoina cannot make an Erev with the bottom guys because there's the wall there, vis-a-vis the bottom guys. The Elyoina guys cannot make a wall, an Erev for themselves, because they're Poritz Vimilui. That side is totally open. What do you mean it's open? There's only a wall of 5. You don't have a wall of 10. A wall of 5 is goodish. Has no halakhic consequence. It's zero. So therefore it's totally Poritz Vimilui to the lower one. So the Elyoina shouldn't be able to Ma'arav Li'echad V'lo Shnai. Yet the Braisa just painted with a broad brush and said, if you have 5 on top of 5, Ma'arav Shnayim and Ma'arav Echad. It's not true. Vis-a-vis the Elyoina people, Ein Ma'arav Loi Shnayim V'Loi Echad.
And therefore, Amar Rabbi Ula kigoyin shahoyse elyoina migufefes ad eser amos. It's talking about on the elyoina side, besides the gidud, the five amos, different levels, and besides the five am of machitza built on top of that, we have yet another five amos of machitza on top of that. But that five that you put on top, in other words, if you add them all together, you have now 15. The upper five, and if you look in the article, they have a nice picture. The upper five on top of the 10, that has an opening in the middle, as you would expect it. People want to be able to climb up and get through it. So you have an opening, and you have migufefes, you have on the right and on the left of that upper five, you have bricks and you have mortar and you have proper walls at Eser Amos, and we leave an opening in the middle up to 10 Amos. Therefore, it has a din of a Pesach, and therefore it's great. So what? How does this benefit us? What benefits us is that now vis-a-vis the Elyoina, I do now have a wall of 10. I don't have the benefit of the Gidud. The Gidud I don't even see from the side of the Elyoina. But I do see the five normal Tvachim down below, and I see the upper machitz of the additional five, where you have the Gifufi, you have the Pesach in between, and you have the Gifufi, the right wall on the right, and the left wall on the left, that's 10 altogether, and that's why it says in the Braisa, oh, the upper, both the Tachtoina and the Elyoina can go and be Ma'ariv on their own. Ma'ariv and Shnayim, they can't go and join together, but they can be Ma'ariv on their own. Both the Tachtoina has a wall of 10, in fact, it has a wall of 15, if you will, while the upper ones have a wall of 10, and therefore each one can make their own separate area. But it cannot join, because since there is a wall in between the two, between the right and the left, then the bottom one is powerless to be able to make a wall. The Elyoina would be able to, on its own, because there's a Pesach in between. And every time you have a Pesach between two Chatzeiros, even though it's 10 tall, that's okay. But vis-a-vis the Tachtoina, you can't go and make, because the Tachtoina has a wall not of just 10, of 15. 10 being totally complete on the bottom, and then the extra 5 on top, where you have the Pesach in the middle. Let's continue on to the Sefer. Somebody has let's go on to the Sefer and see what did it say in the Sefer. So if you want to pochus mikan, if it's less than that, meaning less than 10 tefachim, ma'arvin echav ma'arvin shnayim, then you can make one joint erev. You can't go make two separate erev. Why can you make one erev? Because once there's no mechitz of 10, then the two can merge together. Freiti mara, but where you've posited the case that you have the gidud, and then you have the five mechitza, and then you have the five with the opening in the middle. And now what you're going to do is you're going to say pachas mikan. The top one is not five tall, but it's only four tall. Ibaya chad ta'arev, ibaya trei ta'arev. Now in this case, why don't you go and allow them to go and make either one joint erev or make two eruvin? It's talking about that the bottom one was totally open in its wall to the Elyoina, and so therefore you cannot go and say make now two separate Reuven because it's totally open. In other words, where that opening was in the Elyoina, that opened totally to the Tachtoina. The Tachtoina was vis-a-vis the Elyoina, you had the Gifufim, but vis-a-vis the Tachtoina, you didn't have any Gifufim, like the case of our Mishnah, the Chotzer Ktana merging with the Chotzer Gedoila, and therefore again the Tachtoina is now you can only be ma'arav echad, you can't be ma'arav shnai. Then the bottom one should be able to go and make one erev together with the Elyoina people because of the fact that you don't have any more a wall of 10. You only have a wall of 9. But it shouldn't be able to go and make two separate because if you only have a wall of 9 in between, it's as if there's no wall whatsoever. The two merge. Elyoina, on the other hand, ibayichad trei ta'arev, ibayichad ta'arev. As far as the Elyoina is concerned, you should be able to go make either two eruvin. Why? In other words, each one independent because you have a wall in between as far as the Elyoina is concerned. Ibayichad ta'arev, if you want, you can go make one because it's no different than having two chatzeres that has a proper 10 tvachim wall in between that has a Pesach. I have my Pesach here, says the Elyoina. So you can go, if you want to, make one joint erev, and want to make two separate erev. So to my economy, you're 100% right. V'chiktoni, that it says in the Braisa, pochas mikan, me'arvin, echad, Ein Marvin Shnayim. We're talking only on the Tachtoina. We're not talking about the Elyoina. As far as the Tachtoina is concerned, you're right. If it's less than 10, Marvin Echere, Marvin Shnayim, you don't have a wall of 10 separating the two. Remember, we started off, we had Gidud of 5 below, we have Gidud of 5 on top. But what happened if you didn't have a Gidud of 5? You only had a Gidud of 4. You only have 9. So it's as if you don't have a wall at all. If you don't have a wall at all, then the two can be merged and make one joint Erev, and they cannot make two separate Eruvim because it's like one large Chatzar. You can't divide a Chatzar in the middle and say, okay, you have an Erev to the right and you have an Erev to the left, unless you have a wall down the middle. Anyway, this was all based on Rav Chisda that said 5 plus 5 do not equal 10 in terms of Mechitza of 10. Then we asked a series of kashas from the Braisa. Guess what? Doresh Mareima. Mareima comes on the scene and he says, I disagree with Rav Chisda. Gidud Chamisha u'machitza Chamisha mitzdarfin. They do add up to 10 after all. And therefore, I have now a wall in between the two chatzeros, and I cannot go and make now a separate Eruvin. I'm sorry, I cannot make one joint Erev because I have a wall down the middle, and therefore you can only be Ma'arev Shnayim and not Ma'arev Echad. Therefore, that's considered consistent with a Braisa, and that's what the Braisa said at the top, that if you have either a wall of 10 or you have 5 plus 5, Ma'arev Shnayim and Ma'arev Echad. So Mareimer is exactly like the Braisa said, not like Rav Chisda. And then the Gemara throws in a little bit of a short story. Ashkei Ravina l'Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava. Ravina met Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava, and he finished today's blat and omelet t'ni mar midim machitza. Did you hear any halacha special? What's the din by machitzas? Omelet loy. He said, no, I didn't hear anything. Ve'ilchasa gidon chamisha machitza chamisha mitzdarf. Now on the surface, this Gemara is a little bit interesting, because we start off, we tell us a story. Ravina asked Rav Acha, did you hear anything about Machitza? He said, no. Okay, so what's the import? What's the significance of this story? I ask you, did you hear who won the election? No, I didn't hear anything. Okay, so you didn't hear. So why does the Gemara even bring this? So therefore, the Tosis Rid learns that the Hilchasa is a continuation of the story. That what? The Ravina asked Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava, did you hear anything about this machloikis, about the machitza? What did they say? What did this one say? What did that one said? She said, Loi, to tell you the truth, I don't really know anything about the discussion. I didn't hear the kashas and the terutzim, the reishim and the seifa, the elyoinim and the tachtoina. But one thing I did hear, v'hilchas, that the halacha is, kirud chamisha, machitza chamisha, mitzdarfin. So therefore, according to this pshat of the Tosis Rid, it fits in nicely. What he's answering is, I missed the first part of the discussion, Bismedish. I was called out, I had to go, I had hiccups, I was at. But the last part, I came in and they said, bottom line is, we had a machloikis between Rav Chisda and between Mareimar, we paskin like Mareimar, that 5 plus 5 does equal 10, we have a wall, and therefore you can only go and make two separate Erevin, one on the right and one on the left. You cannot make a joint Erev of the two sides. One further short Gemara, Bo'i Rav Hoshia. The Yurin Haboyim B'Shabbos Ma'ushe Yasru. Now, literally, it sounds like you have people that added, that came and moved in on Shabbos to the two chatzeres. And now, you had made an Erev before, and now the question is, will they impact the Erev by the fact that they now appeared on the scene? What's the din? But that, in fact, is not the case. The facts are totally different. What do we mean totally different? If you look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara, where the Rashi says, the Yurin Haboyim B'Shabbos, you're going Koisu, Shebein Shtei Chatzeroi Shenofel B'Shabbos. Ah, Haina Diurayu, Hashta Ki Adodi. Oh, we have these two Chatzeroys. Until now, the Chatzeroys had a wall down the middle. And as a result, Chatzer A made an Erev for Chatzer A, and Chatzer B made an Erev for Chatzer B. Each one had their own Erev, because they had this wall of 10 Tfachim in between. Okay, everything was great. The Chatzar A people were carrying in Chatzar A, the Chatzar people carrying in Chatzar B. And guess what happened? Shabbos morning, there was a big storm and the whole wall came tumbling down. Together with Humpty Dumpty, the whole thing fell down, and now we no longer have a wall. For the first time, Chatzar A and Chatzar B see each other and greet each other and smile to each other. The question is, can they continue carrying? Since A and B now are like one large chatzar, you cannot go and make a machitza, you cannot make two
a Reuven in one property. You can only make one Erev for a full property. So what happens now? What's the story? We can't make an Erev now, that's for sure. Does that mean that the Eruvin from Erev Shabbos are destroyed and now everybody's prohibited from carrying? Why? Because they have now new diurin. New diurin means now the Chatzer B people have access to Chatzer A, and the Chatzer A people have access to Chatzer B. That's what we mean diurin. Aboyim b'Shabbos ma'ushi yasu. Do they aser or not? Let's bring a raya from our Mishnah or Braisa. That's the Mishnah that we started off with yesterday. So the Chotzi Gdoyla is Nifetz L'Ktana. What's the din? Gdoyla, you're allowed to go and carry them. And the big one, you cannot carry on the small one. Aha. Okay. So the Gemara assumes now in the Hava Minna that when did this Chotzi Gdoyla become Nifetz L'Ktana? On Shabbos Kodesh, the Chatzir wall that was there until now, was there for years, it fell down on Shabbos. What happens now? The Ketan is Osir, Neshim Kepiskah Shel Gdoyla. It's totally open, there's no wall left. As far as the Chatzir Gdoyla is concerned, I have a wall, I have the remnants of the wall to the right and to the left, the Gifufi, and the pirtz in between is less than 10 Amis. I got my wall. No Diyuri Ketanah have access to me. I'm still a Chatzir Gdoyla, so I can carry. The Ketana now is open. They can no longer carry. So the Gemara is assuming that until now the Ketana could carry because they had their own Erev and the Nebuch, the wall, fell down on Shabbos. So you see that walls fall down on Shabbos. The Chatzir Gdoyla people now have access to the Chatzir Ketana people. Guess what? Itaka Asers. So I can go and be poishet my Shaila. Amar Rabbah, you have no raya. What forced you to go and say that the wall fell down on Shabbos? It fell down on Friday, on Thursday. Or maybe there was never a wall over there. The point is, we're not talking about something happening on Shabbos, so it has nothing totally irrelevant vis-a-vis our Shai. Amar Abaya, loy tema mar emar. Don't say that perhaps it fell down on Friday or on Thursday. It must be that it fell down before Shabbos. Why must it be? Don't you remember Rabbah asked or said, they asked the Shaila Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Again, this goes back earlier on in our Masechta to Daf Yud Zayin, where they asked, what happens, Erev Derech HaPesach, V'nistam HaPesach, Erev Derech HaLoyim, V'nistam HaLoyim? You had two Chatzeros. You had a wall in between. The wall was 10 Tvachim tall. That's a solid wall. But there was a Pesach or a Chaloyim. There was either a doorway or there was a window. And therefore, as a result, you were able to go and make. You have now a choice. You can make separate Eruvin on both sides because you have the wall. Or you could unite and make one merged Erev together because of the fact that you have the Pesach and you have the Chaloyim. And guess what happened? Baruch Hashem, sanity prevailed. There was unity in the ranks. And they made a joint Erev. So everybody was able to go and carry. And then there was a terrible storm. And the storm went and filled up the Pesach so that the whole Pesach now is closed. The Chaloyim is now closed. There's no longer any entry or exit between Chatzir 1 to Chatzir 2. So their Erev now has been tampered with. Their joint Erev, the joint Erev that they put together, the two Sudas, that they now, they no longer want, they're now two. What's the din mao? The Omali. And what did Rabbah say? Shabbos! Kimin shehotra hotra. Since at the very outset of Shabbos, it was mutter, that had to remain forever, at least for the rest of Shabbos. So here too, when you started off your Shaila, the Gabbat Diyur Naboyim b'Shabbos, Maoshi Osru. And Rashi explained means that the Koisul fell down in between, and therefore they both have access to one another. Does is the halacha that Rabbah said, Kimen Chehutra Hutra. Aye, it says in our Mishnah that the wall fell down on Shabbos. Come on, didn't fall down on Shabbos. The wall in between fell down on Friday or on Thursday or Wednesday, sometime in the middle of the week. But if it would fall down on Shabbos, nothing happens. Because Kimen Chehutra Hutra, as long as the first minute of Shabbos it was mutter, it remains mutter for the rest of Shabbos, regardless of whether the walls fall down or the walls come up. You have a full heter for the rest of Shabbos. Any questions, Rabbi Yisai?